When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute's educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Let's dive right into it because I am fired up. We discussed a little bit yesterday as the January 6th bombshell witness, 25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson, who was working inside the White House with Mark Meadows, the chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration. The January 6th committee has done whatever they can to garner as much attention as they possibly can from a gullible and often complicit news media. But yesterday's testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson, which was hearsay about what happened from her perspective based on what she had been told inside of the limo after Donald Trump's speech on January 6th, set a new low in terms of the willingness of Democrats to go after Donald Trump in this January 6th hearing. Let me explain what I mean by this. What she testified to is hearsay. Now, I understand a lot of people don't spend a lot of time on legal-related issues, but the general rule is you are not allowed to testify to something that you were told by someone else that they witnessed. That is textbook hearsay. So the January 6th committee, which features a lot of lawyers working on it, made the decision to put this 25-year-old witness on, despite the fact they knew that she was making salacious comments that she had not herself witnessed regarding what Donald Trump may have done inside of that limo. And I want to play you this cut because a lot of you are just hearing from the media about these stories and you didn't even necessarily hear what Cassidy Hutchinson said. This is textbook hearsay. Listen.
So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol. And when Bobby had relayed to him, "We're not. We don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure. We're going back to the West Wing." The president had very strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
All of this 100% would be inadmissible in a court of law, Buck. And as if that were not enough, the Secret Service has now said no one from the January 6th committee reached out to them to ask any of these details in the last 10 days, and that both Secret Service agents are ready and prepared and willing to testify to the January 6th committee that what this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, reported that had occurred and what they had said is not true. And as the actual witnesses in that car, they are happy to tell their side of the story, which is not what Cassidy Hutchinson said. Buck, this just has blown up, even for an incompetent January 6th committee. I think this has destroyed any shred of credibility that they have. This is the worst thing they could have done.
Well, this was their best shot, it seems. At least they were leading up to, this is the witness that we didn't know about before, but now with the new bombshell testimony, and you could tell that they had lined it all up, right? It reminds me of, you remember the morning? This was a great day in fake news history when Elizabeth Warren's DNA test results came out.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching CNN in real time, and I actually got into it with their head of, you know, PR or whatever online. They were saying, vindication for Elizabeth Warren. It turns out she is 0.8% Native American, right? I mean, and then they realized, oh my gosh, wait, that's not going to work. Like they knew what the marching orders were, and it was obviously a catastrophe for them. They knew the marching orders here were, oh my gosh, the most riveting testimony ever. Clay, this is a show trial. It's not even a trial, right? So it's almost wrong to call it that.
Any of this in a trial.
The whole thing is absurd. And what it shows you is in the absence of any Republican participation and also the absence of any agreed upon procedures, exactly what you said, hearsay, yeah, whatever, they'll throw it in there. They don't care. Just process is not justice. You actually have to have a just process, right? You have to actually have some protections in place to get to the truth. This isn't about getting the truth. It's about propaganda. And by the way, they all lined up for this one. The reporting, we reported, got a cut.
I haven't even heard this yet, but I think everybody's going to enjoy it. Greg put this together on our team. Here's a montage of all the mainstream media breathlessly reacting to that hearsay commentary that you just saw.
No, this is them saying the secrets. Which one are we going for here? Because the Secret Service here is saying that this is not true. The montage is that it's not true.
Oh, sorry. The montage is now them saying it was not true. You're right. Sorry. I thought it was them breathlessly reacting because we also got that.
Right.
Play cut 9.
The Secret Service will push back against any allegation of an assault against an agent or President Trump reaching for the steering wheel.
The Secret Service is telling you that the lead agent disputes some of Hutchinson's testimony.
Disputing some of that really dramatic story about Donald Trump trying to lunge forward and take control of the beast.
Prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
The agents involved are prepared to testify under oath that the incident did not occur.
The Secret Service will deny this one little part, the steering wheel claim.
The agents would say that the incident itself described there just simply did not happen.
That's a big no. Notice even variation there, Clay. Secret Service willing to come out under oath. This just did not happen. Essentially, the Secret Service, who obviously swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, law enforcement professionals are willing to say in front of this committee, this never happened. Do you think now we really get down to brass tacks? Do we think they're going to follow up? And you're going to see the Secret Service agents involved. If they don't call these Secret Service agents to get their testimony under oath, this thing is an even bigger joke and sham than we've known it was all along.
So that is the reaction after initial breathless approval of everything that she had said. And I want to play this, but that is a good montage that was put together of people saying, oh, by the way, everything that she testified to essentially is untrue based on the people who were actually witnesses in the vehicle. Here is CNN's Jamie Gangle. This is cut 11, saying America and democracy are in debt to Cassidy Hutchinson.
Liz Cheney began her final comments by saying that we are in debt to Cassidy Hutchinson. I think America and democracy is in debt to this young woman.
So I feel bad for her, Buck. And let me explain what I mean by that. She's 25 years old. She is, I think, trying to be honest to the best of her ability. And yet they just trotted her out there solely for all the headlines to try to make Trump look bad, because they know that there's about 40% of the American public that, no matter what you said, if you were like, Donald Trump pulled out a gun and put it to the Secret Service man's head and said, if you don't drive me to the Capitol right now, I'm going to blow your brains out. Like, there's a certain segment of the population, 40% of Americans would believe that that happened, that Trump had a gun in the car, that he put the gun to the Secret Service agent's head. There's almost nothing you could say to those 40%. And they had already leaked everything, Buck. And so there's nothing new. And this was their desperate Hail Mary, and it got intercepted. I don't even think they even got the pass off.
This was the best shot that they could come up with, which tells you a lot. But it's also a reminder of the ongoing intelligence test here, which is, who will believe whatever crazy thing the fake news will say about the now former, by 18 months,
yes,
president of the United States? Remember back in September of 2020 when they were running with the Donald Trump said Americans who died in war are losers and suckers? That was the big, oh, right before the election. It was their September surprise, if you will, instead of an October surprise. Trump didn't say that. And they were so obvious that's not, there are things that the former president would say that perhaps you and I would say, he's a little salty sometimes. He's a fighter. I get it. Disrespecting our military dead. Nah, that's not President Trump. Just didn't happen. But people wanted to believe it, so they believed it. In this case, Clay, lunge for the throat of a Secret Service officer. Donald Trump is going to try to manhandle.
He's going to choke out a
40-year-old, highly trained Secret Service officer. Like, I know a lot of those guys. I've worked around those guys. Trump wouldn't do it, and it just didn't happen.
It also physically doesn't make sense, Buck. The president rides in the back of a vehicle. In order for him to lunge and grab the steering wheel, first of all, how is he going to steer from the back of the vehicle? And to jump all the way from the back of the vehicle to the front of the vehicle and take control of the steering wheel? I mean, it just doesn't even physically make sense. And again, to your point, we're not talking about the world's greatest, most athletic man. We're talking about a 75-year-old guy who's going to leap from the back of a vehicle to the front, grab a wheel, and then what, like steer it? He doesn't still control the pedals, right? I mean, it's just nonsensical.
It goes back to your initial point. I mean, we don't even have to just, you know, hearsay as the legal term. If you're serious here, meaning if the Democrats are serious about this story being true, of course you go with an eyewitness. Why do they go with a 25-year-old executive assistant or whatever who wasn't even there? Like, think about the mentality they have all these months. Think of the millions of taxpayer dollars that are being spent on the congressional salaries.
This is what fires me up, Buck. All the people that know better on the hearsay front that would say this is really crappy.
Oh, but they don't care.
Not very reliable.
The point is, when it comes to Trump, whether you're a journalist, a lawyer, an intelligence officer, whatever, all of your ethics are supposed to be thrown out the window because stopping, and now just defaming, they're not stopping Trump, is all that matters. And they can't get out of that mentality. And what we see here is, now any person, they thought this was going to force everyone to go, oh gosh, Donald Trump, he's so scary, the nuclear codes. And remember, the president who didn't start a war and didn't watch as Europe had its biggest war since World War II, he's the big threat? I don't think so, folks.
Also, the president, and this is a big point in his favor, that they said was going to be a dictator, There was never a time in most of our lives where a president could have taken more power than in the early days after COVID. If you were truly dictatorial in your belief scheme, there has never been a, I don't believe in my life, a time, maybe right after 9/11, when a president had more opportunity to take complete and total control. And Trump deferred to mayors, to governors, to executives in all different parts of the country. In fact, you can argue, if anything, that his federal control was too light because it led to some draconian policies being implemented by officials in other states. And so this, I mean, we need to open up phone lines too, because I just think this is such a ridiculous thing that they did. And I'm curious how many people in media will actually even call out the committee for this.
My favorite, though, are the, quote, Republicans, who are there's still this core of these never Trumpers out there who this was their moment of vindication yesterday, Clay. And now the Secret Service has come out and said, nah, it didn't happen. We'll swear to the fact that this didn't happen.
And I just, as a lawyer, I mean, I almost want there to be people who are lawyers that are on this committee held accountable by their bar associations. Like, how in the world did you ever put this witness up to tell her story?
You know even better than me, the Bar Association is basically like run by the Communist Manifesto now.
I know, unfortunately. I'm a member of two. Yes, there are a, from a legal perspective, what they did in this show trial was 100 billion% indefensible, also untrue. And anyone out there who is in the media that helped to propagate these lies. And Buck, you know, we were on the air. I was going through Twitter and people were gleefully reacting to this. And it's all a lie based on people who were actually there and witnesses. And again, the January 6th committee, according to the Secret Service, did not even reach out in the last 10 days before they allowed this bombshell witness to testify to corroborate her comments in any way, her testimony that she heard from someone else who was there what happened, direct and clear and present hearsay. It'd be a good law exam question in the years ahead. Relief Factor is a product that provides a solution to people contending with everyday pain. Created by doctors, perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor, 100% drug-free product made for those contending with persistent pain, goes right to the source of your pain, which is very often inflammation. Doesn't take long to figure out if Relief Factor might work for you. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have taken Relief Factor to find relief from pain. Nearly 7 out of 10 of those people go on to order more Relief Factor. 3 weeks, $20, timing, and the cost involved to see if it works for you. Join the more than 500,000 people. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed specifically for you at ReliefFactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Move more, live more. Just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own. even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm Buck, he's Clay, and we were right once again on this one. We're right on a lot of things. Not gonna put too fine a point on it. It's just the way it is, folks. The left, the media, they get things wrong all the time, and they don't care. They don't care. Doesn't matter to them. And a great example of this is Joe Scarborough over on MSNBC. He is saying that Mark Meadows should get a lawyer.
And Mark Meadows, hey, Mark, wow. I've known you for a long time, buddy. You're in deep. You're in the middle of this conspiracy. You may want to get yourself a really, really good criminal defense attorney.
That is such a stupid. Can we come up with a bet that Mark Meadows is not going to be criminally indicted? By the way, for what exactly? Can we come up with something so that Joe Scarborough has some skin in the game? Because I know he says this stuff, Clay, because his MSNBC watching NPR audience is obsessed with his conspiracy nonsense. It's not going to happen. And it's like these audiences don't even care. They're always being lied to.
And they're all so dumb. I would just say, and I don't know, I can't speak, I don't know Joe Scarborough personally, so I don't know.
I've never met him either, I just know his work.
I don't know how intelligent or unintelligent he is. Does he have a law degree? I don't know. If he does, hearsay is complicated when you get into the exceptions, right? There are certain exceptions. For instance, if you're dying on your deathbed and you say, oh, I have a kid that I've never acknowledged before, and then you die, that declaration can be potentially entered into law, right? There's a very small subset of out-of-court statements that can be admitted by testimony from someone else who heard them, right? Which is hearsay. What is wild here is that anyone who has ever passed a bar exam, anyone who has been to law school at all, could have ever gotten to this situation. It's just crazy.
It's harder than ever to find security in the stock market or the housing market. Suddenly, every option is nowhere near as attractive an investment as it was just a couple of months ago. I mean, I've gotten crushed in the markets, honestly. It's a direct result of the 8.5% inflation we're experiencing, the rapid rising costs of so many things we rely on every day. So how best to invest your money and protect the value of your savings? Gold and silver still present themselves as two of the best options. In times like these, gold and silver have held their value when markets become volatile. I happen to find real value in purchasing gold, actual gold you can hold in your hands. I've been doing it for years through the Oxford Gold Group. Call the Oxford Gold Group today. Request your free precious metals investment guide toll free at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D, 833-404-GOLD.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. By the way, I want to put open phone lines, specific callers here, Are lawyers as blown away by this decision of the January 6th committee to allow her to testify to hearsay as I am? 1-800-282-2882, Cassidy Hutchison. And also not do the bare minimum of research to provide some element of corroboration. Report from Politico that the Secret Service has not been contacted in the last 10 days. And hear what, I just want you to think about this. If you knew that someone was going to testify to what Secret Service agents had allegedly said happened inside of a vehicle, wouldn't the first thing you would do if you truly cared about the truth at all be to go to the Secret Service agents and ask them for comment? I mean, take it outside of a court proceeding, because this wouldn't be allowed in a typical trial because it's hearsay. If you were just doing due diligence on behalf of your company. I used to do sexual harassment investigations. This would be like me taking one side and not even attempting to contact the other side to get their story. At the most basic level, even of journalism, and we know there's a lot of really rigged journalism that goes on, but if someone tells you a story, the bare minimum you could do is reach out to the person that they told you the story about and say, hey, did you say this? Does this comport with your recollections? What did you see as the actual eyewitness? Instead, this January 6th committee put on somebody testifying to what someone else had said without even asking the people who had actually been there. You can hear it in my voice. Buck, I was researching this yesterday afternoon. I started tweeting about it some. As I had time, because this was happening while we were on the air, so I didn't spend much time, you know, in real time, we were on the air. I'm legitimately blown away that this testimony occurred, that they, and not to mention that they made it bombshell, that they called a special session to allow this testimony. It's inexcusable, it's indefensible, and Republicans, I think, should almost start their own investigation of the January 6th committee when they win the House.
It's not supposed to be fair, right? It's supposed to be destructive. The whole point of this isn't to get to some underlying truth. This is a Trump is worse than Hitler infomercial for emotionally unstable libs. That's what you're watching with these January 6th hearings day in and day out. There's nothing new that we're learning of any consequence. And that's why, I mean, Clay, you know, you've done criminal trials. If they had a better shot than this, they would have taken it, right? I mean, if they actually had something after all of this, after all the investigation, remember January 6th was 18 months ago, give or take now, right? I mean, you know, we're going way back. They've had a lot of time to prepare. It's not like this was a few weeks ago. But I also think at some level, the Democrats, what we're seeing here, yes, there's always incompetence and there's delusion, right? I don't know if it's so hard. Whether you think when you watch someone like Congressman Raskin, is he a delusional liar or a liar who has delusions, right? Like which is it really? Does he really believe this BS, or is it just he's just feeding this to his constituents knowing that it's all garbage and maybe he believes a little bit of it here and there? They have no counter narrative about the Biden administration. I mean, Steve Scalise, for example, I think says it really well when he goes, people aren't looking at this and saying, oh, yeah, this is so important. They're saying, I can't afford gas.
I didn't watch the hearing. I've seen some of the excerpts. It looks like, you know, one more day of salacious headlines. And already today we're seeing Secret Service agents saying it didn't happen. What was testified to in committee yesterday didn't even happen. This is why Pelosi set this up from day one to be a partisan committee, a witch hunt, just to keep going after Donald Trump, not to get facts. She kicked Republicans off the committee. She didn't want the facts. They just want to keep going after Trump. We're focused on what we need to do to get the country back on track. You go anywhere. I've been in three states the last 2 days. What they're talking about, they're angry about the border being open. They're angry about high gas prices. They're angry about all these things that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi won't address. We will when we get the majority.
Yeah, they're angry about things that actually matter.
Yeah. And the reality is the ratings came out yesterday. We were talking about them for cable news in the second quarter, basically, Buck. CNN and MSNBC, as well as the New York Times and the Washington Post, need Donald Trump more than Fox News and the Wall Street Journal do. because their entire worldview is based on Donald Trump being the devil. And as soon as Donald Trump is off the stage, then there's nothing that unites the Democrat Party. They have to discuss the border being wide open. They have to discuss murder rates skyrocketing, 8.6% inflation, war in Europe. And so instead, they have these fake show trials. And again, I want to hear from other lawyers out there. Are you as blown away that this could happen as I am? 1-800-282-2882. And by the way, Buck, did you see your boy Jake Tapper actually went after Raskin when you were mentioning, is he a delusional liar or not? CNN, to his credit, Jake Tapper said, wait a minute, did you guys have any corroborating evidence at all in order to put this witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, on the stand? And Raskin couldn't even answer the question. And Joe Scarborough, we were talking about him earlier, he's a graduate of law school, University of Florida, 1990, according to our team. Well, the Gators need to pull that diploma back, because if he's not able to analyze on his show, despite the fact they pay him millions of dollars, this Cassidy Hutchinson being hearsay and being immediately shot out of the air by the actual witnesses in the vehicle, I know that I have a low standard already, Buck. Both of us do, for media coverage of events. Yeah. But this was even below my incredibly low standard of expectations.
I mean, let's just think of it. We can transition this for just a second from the political realm to a straight up trial. Yeah. This is not a trial. It's Congress. It's a show trial in the old Soviet sense. And this is the third one. They've done two impeachments. This is the third. This is what they love to do. They can't stop with the theatrics. It's also absurd. If there was a shooting, okay, if there was a shooting and there were, remember, Secret Service, sworn law enforcement, there are cops on the scene who apparently witnessed the shooting. Would you go to a friend of one of the cops who said that they, or would you actually call the cops and say, did you see the shooting? Obviously, they are unserious in this process.
It's almost criminal in my mind that you could put this girl, Cassidy Hutchinson, 25-year-old, and have her testify without even attempting to corroborate what she was going to say. Now, if you wanted to have her testify and say, well, the Secret Service agents now are saying something different than what they told her back in January, that's an argument you could make. It wouldn't be admissible, probably, in a court of law because it's hearsay. But in this show trial, okay, maybe you could still allow it. They didn't even put the Secret Service agents, who reportedly are willing to testify under oath right now in front of the committee, and the committee hasn't subpoenaed. The committee subpoenaed every Republican on the planet.
Clay,
they subpoened Sean Hannity, I think,
God's sake. Let's think about this. You're a congressional investigator. You hear this story.
Yeah.
Do you go to the Secret Service agents right away?
Yes, the first thing
you
do.
Of course, of course.
If you actually cared about the truth, which is why, Buck, I was using it as an example. I used to do investigations internally for companies into sexual harassment allegations. So I would have to talk to everyone and then write up a report. This was not a criminal or civil investigation. This was internal for the companies. But if I didn't talk to every possible witness, I would be doing a sham investigation. And it's insulting to me that could be going on with our tax dollars right now.
This is supposed to be a sham investigation, and everyone's now seeing it. That is the whole point, and it is laid bare for everyone to view with their own eyes. If your cell phone service is with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much. They have a way of charging you a premium for things that you're not even using, right? They sneak in. You've seen this before. Those big companies, they sneak in that little charge, $8 here, $12 there. Well, you get enough of those, it really adds up, folks. So instead of paying what I was paying, for example, with one of those big names, I spend about $100 a month. How about $20 a month with Pure Talk and just pay for what you actually need? I made the switch to Pure Talk, zero regrets. My service is crystal clear, and I've got much better customer service than I've ever had before. I call a number. I've got someone who's U.S.-based answering any questions I have, making sure I'm all set up and good to go. So I've got that same great 5G service nationwide, but much better pricing, better customer service, and I'm also supporting a company that believes in the same values that I do. So if you're ready to save money every month, keep that same level of quality and service, keep your cell phone, keep your cell phone number, go with Pure Talk. Switch to Pure Talk today. You'll get a month free. Call Pure Talk from your existing cell phone. It's so easy. I've done it. Just dial #250 and say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk has a no-risk money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose and a lot to gain here, right? Dial #250 on your cell phone and say the words Clay and Buck. You'll be connected to Pure Talk in seconds. Sign up and get a month free. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Going strong as always. Lines open, 800-282-2882. You know that phone number. Please do give it a ring if you like. You can also, if you're VIP, email us at clayandbuck.com. We love getting those emails. And we are hoping we can pull some together maybe on Friday, some funny ones you can weigh in on. By the way, Clay, I haven't checked recently, but as of this morning, with something like 15,000 votes in, ending the men's necktie as a formal and business wear convention with almost 15,000 votes, 50-50, totally split. Some people like the tie, they want to keep it. Some people think the tie, like me, is something that we should say adios to. So there's that one. And I know you got some, isn't it so nice? So you had I had two strangers say something nice to me. They said, give them hell, Buck. When I walked past, I was with my girlfriend too, which I always appreciate that when someone says something nice, you know, make me look good in front of the lady. They said, give them hell, Buck. When I was, that was all they said. I was walking past them in a Delta lounge in Miami. You had apparently a lady say that the Travis boys are perfectly well behaved.
We went to dinner last night. I had my 7-year-old, my 11-year-old, late dinner down here in Florida. Got in probably around 7:45, and I don't think the woman even knew who I was. But
I mean,
she
didn't want some Titans tickets. We're sure about this.
I don't think she had any clues. Me and the two boys, and at the end of the meal, she's probably middle age. Probably had, if she has kids of her own, college age ish. A little bit older than me, and she said, your boys were basically fantastic. They were so well-behaved during this meal. And I just thought it was, first of all, it's always great to hear that when you are a parent. A lot of parents out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And second, the fact that it happened right after we had that discussion yesterday on the show about kid behavior in restaurants, I couldn't resist it. With the timing on it was phenomenal. My kids were fantastic, and I got them praised.
One thing about noticing when some kid is throwing a monstrous tantrum in a restaurant is that the next time you see a child who is sitting there politely behaving themselves, enjoying their spaghetti and meatballs or their grilled cheese off the kids' menu, you're like, look at that well-behaved young lad or young lass.
Airlines are the other place, Buck. I have been thrown up on in air by two of my three kids. Like, legitimately thrown up on. Maybe all three, actually. Certainly two. I might have blacked out. I think it was actually been all three. And when you have had to travel with a kid that is not doing well on an airplane, you will never... I remember being before
you were thrown up
kids,
on by your own kid. I was like, wow, you are really patient.
Yeah, no, all three of my kids at different points have thrown up on me in the middle of an airplane flight. Most recently, about 6 months ago.
That's true love, Papa Travis, you know?
It's tough. It's tough to handle. By the way, we've got a lot of lawyers weighing in who are also as disgusted as... I'm glad I'm not alone in this from a legal perspective. A bunch of people weighing in, Buck, who are lawyers. Let's start with Betty in Connecticut. You're a former assistant attorney general. What did you think about Cassidy?
I'm outraged. I was assistant attorney general for 28 and a half years in the child protection unit here in Connecticut and 35 years as a trial lawyer. And the first thing I thought when I heard this crap going on is, who is in charge here? There are lawyers on that committee. They know better. They should be ashamed. Hearsay will be permitted in court, and this just makes the whole thing a joke. And I'm just wondering, as you did, Clay, that the bar associations, who don't really have much chutzpah, should be doing more about this kind of crap.
I agree.
I think Betty's right. I think the odds...
She's fired up like I am.
Yeah, she is. The odds of any Democrat on that committee even getting a sternly worded letter from the bar committee, I'd give 1,000-to-1 odds against that.
Karen is in Ohio. She's an attorney and a magistrate. Hears cases every day. Karen, what was your reaction when you heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony?
Well, my first reaction was shock. Why in the world would a witness be presented who is so far removed from the actual events? Why not inquire of the witness who was in the car with President Trump?
Yes, the Secret Service agents. It'd be pretty easy to find them. It's not like we don't know who they are.
If somebody tried to do this in a hearing that you were presiding over, what would your reaction be?
My reaction would be, and I would stop the hearing, inquire of the presenters of evidence, and say, why aren't you presenting testimony from the person with direct knowledge? I'm not finding this witness to be credible, and I'm telling you right now, I dismiss the credibility of that evidence. And it suggests a motive on the part of the presenters of the evidence to further their narrative, which is not an accurate one, and as if they're putting their thumb on the scale of justice to try to achieve a result that they want, not a result that has anything to do with the truth.
Absolutely. Karen's nailing it. Karen, thank you so much for calling in. Clay, I just throw out an idea, and then I know we have one more call, another lawyer, but I do think at some level the Democrats, it's so sloppy and so desperate because January 6th isn't going to, it's not going to, they're all talking about they're going to bring charges against Trump. Really, bring it, libs. Let's see how that goes for you. I think they're creating a psychological safe space for Democrats going into an election they're going to get annihilated on, where they get to be the heroes and Democrats are doing a lot and they're standing up for our democracy. You know what I think this is just this narrative creation of safe space for libs who can't look at the reality of gas prices, crime, the border, inflation, etc. And that's what this is really all about.
It feels to me like such a Hail Mary, but it's like you tried to get the snap off without your team even lined up to protect your quarterback, and the quarterback just got broken, right? I mean, it's not even a Hail Mary formation. It's beyond the desperate level.
He might have even gotten sacked in the end zone for a safety play. Yeah.
That's a great sports announcement. Matt,
yeah, baby.
Matt in Mississippi. Matt, what's your thoughts on this when you saw Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony as a lawyer?
Well, my thoughts are, if this were a civil matter and you have the federal rule of civil procedure number 11, which talks about how, you know, when you sign your pleadings or you file a complaint of some sort, you're making a representation to the court that you have made an inquiry that is reasonable under the circumstances. And now I could sit here say all day long in a complaint, but I'm certifying to the court that I have done inquiry and that I have corroboration for that. Otherwise, I would, you know, I mean, I'd be in violation of Rule 11.
I mean, that is a phenomenal point. I think we have got to go to break. You can hear the music playing us out, but I'm not alone, Buck.
Clay, this audience could be arguing in front of the Supreme Court and do very well. It's amazing.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.